I've never heard of Elvis Presley before, but apparently he's a king or something. He must not be very famous.
Elvis was the king of rock and roll, but there's only one true king. Hi, I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Let's get started. When a musician is the best at their style of music, they might be called the king of rock and roll or the queen of pop. That title is meant to show that no one else can compare to them. But no matter how good a musician is, they aren't the true king of the universe. Only God is. He created the world and he rules over it. Revelation chapter 19, verse 16 calls him the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So if you're a Christian, remember that you serve the one true King of the universe, God. Our story today is called The True King. Micah let out a sigh of relief as he set the last box on the floor and sat down. I sure am glad the garage is finished. This fall cleaning is hard work. Don't get too comfortable, said Grandpa. We still have to clean out the spare room. He smiled as Micah pretended to faint. After lunch, the two of them started cleaning out the spare room. Where do you want this box? Micah asked. It says old records. Records of what? Grandpa came to look over. Not records as in documents, records as in music. I can't believe I still have these, he said as he opened the box. Look at this! My old Elvis records, Grandpa exclaimed as he pulled a dusty record out of the box. Who's Elvis? Micah asked, confused. Grandpa was shocked. Who's Elvis? I can't believe you've never heard of Elvis Presley. He was a famous singer back in my day. In fact, everyone used to call him the King, Grandpa explained as he dusted off the old record and placed it gently back in the box. Wow, that's pretty cool, Micah said as he looked through the rest of the records. But you know, Micah, there's only one true king, Grandpa said thoughtfully. Micah looked up. You mean like in England? He asked. Grandpa chuckled. Actually, England has a queen, not a king. But I was referring to Jesus. The Bible says he is the King of Kings. People used to call Elvis Presley the King of Rock and Roll, but God's Son is king over the whole earth. One day he'll return and establish a kingdom that will last forever. I'd say he's a king worth serving, wouldn't you? I sure would, Micah replied. Hey, Grandpa, do you think I could keep one of these Elvis records in my room to remind me I serve the true king? Sure you can, Grandpa answered. He looked around the room. We've still got a lot of work to do. We better get back at it. Let's take a coffee break first, Micah suggested. You don't even drink coffee, Grandpa pointed out. I'll fake it, Micah answered with a smile. Grandpa ruffled Micah's hair. I guess there's only one true coffee drinker in this house, me. So what about you? Do you follow the true king? Some people may be called a king or a queen because they rule a country or because they're rich and famous, but there is only one true king who rules over all the earth, Jesus. He has power over the whole universe, and one day he'll replace this sinful world with his eternal kingdom. Do you have a relationship with Jesus? If so, you serve the King of Kings. Our scripture for today, Revelation chapter 19, verse 16.
He has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
And our key thought, follow the true King. This year, Keys for Kids Radio is celebrating fall with Harvest Week. Tune in for special topics on air with Steve and Dylan, interviews with Seeds Family Worship, and fall-themed crafts. Listen October 25 through 31 at keysforkids.net. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.